I create the episode that I dropped was an episode titled Four Signs It's Time to Rebrand Your Podcast. And in that episode, I dive into some of what we're talking about here today, which is my podcast was not speaking to my listener at their level.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
What's up, podcaster? It's your host, Adam Adams. And Courtney Elmer is back in the house. Pew, 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 pew. All right. I need to get those on my Roadcaster. Those sounds would be very helpful.
Just have like a button you go like press, like blends them in. That's so cool.
I think we can do that. But for now, it's me. I'll do it. And I'm sure that the listener is loving it. But what are you going to get out of today? What are you going to get out of this lesson on this episode? One thing that we talk a little bit about, and we've talked about in the past, is just making sure that your listener understands why are they here. I always talk about WIIFM. That's your listener's favorite radio station, and it is what's in it for me. What's in it for me? And Courtney's going to take that a little bit step further. If you can think back to or look back, we'll also put it in the show notes. Episode 347, it was Stop Losing Your Listeners. Courtney supported the show back then as well. And it was episode 347. The link is down in the show notes. And today we're going to talk about how to make sure that your listener is engaged, how to make sure that they understand why they're here. So Courtney, take it away, my friend.
Adam, thank you for having me back. It's so good to be back. And this is my all-time favorite topic to talk about because so few people are talking about this in the podcasting space. In the world of business or entrepreneurship, we hear people throw around terms like your messaging. Right? How are we communicating to the people that you're looking to attract? But we rarely talk about this in a podcasting context. I'm excited to dig in. And you know, you're so right about the radio station that people tune into, right? The podcast feeds that they listen to. Your listener is walking around right now with very real problems that they're experiencing in their life. What I see happen a lot of times is that we get podcast hosts who are very knowledgeable. They're experts at what they do. And they start a podcast and they start teaching on that podcast from their level of awareness. Now, Adam, you and me, we're well versed in the podcast space. Our level of awareness as podcast mentors and coaches and producers, like that's going to be a different level of awareness than someone who's just starting out with a podcast. And we see this industry-wide. We see this across different niches, meaning that when that host starts that podcast and they're talking from this more advanced level of awareness, they're actually missing out on a huge, huge portion of the population who probably needs what they have to offer because those people don't understand that that's their problem. Let me give you an example. I was on a call with someone just this week, and she said, you know, I'm NLP trained. I'm a hypnotherapist. I help people work through beliefs that they have that might have been there since their childhood, but that are holding them back in their life right now. And I'm like, cool. So is your potential listener walking around saying that to themselves? Like, I need to let go of these beliefs in order to heal in my life. She kind of laughed. She's like, well, no, probably not. And I said, yeah. So you talking about those things on your podcast is good. We want to take our listeners to that level. We want them to understand that there might be something deeper under the surface causing those problems, but we can't start there. We first have to meet our listener where they are. So what I asked her next was, what do you think they're walking around saying to themselves right now? What are they laying in bed awake at night worrying about? Let's say in the context of business, are they worried about where their next client's going to come from? Are they worried that they're not going to have enough money this month to pay their team members or themselves? Are they worried that they're spending hours a week creating short form content that's not getting engagement? It's getting 2 likes and maybe 4 spam comments. No one in the DM saying, hey, I'd love to work with you. Let's book a call. What are they worried about? What do they think is the problem? And then when we're clear on that, then we can align your podcast to attract those people. In your episodes, you can dive deeper into all the stuff that's causing those problems. But if we start at that deeper level of awareness, we're going to lose people who aren't yet aware that that's causing the problem.
I like that a lot. In the episode, we can dive deeper. So you had a story about a friend, a client, somebody that you're working with, and she was basically saying, this is what I do. I help people let go of this. And you're like, well, that's good, but is that what they're really asking? Is that where they are? And the gist of it is, we need to meet the listener where they are at that time. I've seen people come through our doors and trying to work with us or working with us, and frequently think about where their listener is going or where they themselves as the podcast host is going. I've already talked about that. What's the next step? I'm bored of this. What's the next step? And they continue to forget, where is my listener right now? They continue to forget that there's a listener who on episode, this might be episode 400, and let's just say it's 425. Who knows? Who cares? But let's pretend it's 425. Unfortunately, somebody's listening right now to 425, and it's the first episode they've ever heard. And so if I'm trying to speak above the listener because somebody else may have heard a different episode, may have, those are the best parts of the words, only may have, then I'm really letting my listener down. And so how do we go on a subconscious level to make sure that listener understands like why they're here, that our podcast is worth their time? What do we need to do in order to really attract the right person and keep them with us?
Yeah, I love this question because this is where our brain goes next, right? Like, what do we need to do to keep them? If I don't want to lose them, how do we keep them? And a perfect example of this is, let's say, me teaching podcasting. A lot of what I focus on is the psychology. It's the hidden elements that make a podcast successful. But my potential listeners right now are walking around thinking to themselves, I need more downloads. How do I get more downloads? Or they're thinking to themselves, I want more clients for my podcast. Gotten zero clients. How do I get more clients? Or maybe it's someone who has toyed with the idea of launching a podcast. They've been thinking about it for like a year. Maybe they even bought the mic. It's on the shelf in their office closet, collecting dust, doing nothing. And they haven't taken the action to launch that podcast. They're not thinking about the psychology that goes into it. They're thinking about, how do I start this thing? Why is it so difficult for me to get this thing started? And they've got other things in their life kind of taking its place. So in my messaging, if I'm talking to people saying, oh, you need all this psychology, you know, in order for your podcast to be successful, well, in their mind, they're not going to think that's their problem. So first, what I have to do is identify what do they think is the problem. There's a couple of ways we can do this. So the first thing, and I mentioned this a moment ago, is just imagine to yourself, what are they laying awake at night in bed thinking about? What are they worrying about? Another question you can ask yourself is, what are the thoughts that go through their mind when they don't achieve the result they're trying to achieve in their business? Let's say they tried to close a client on a sales call and they didn't get the sale. What thought goes to their mind after that? What are they making that mean about themselves? Those are two really important clues. One big mistake that I see a lot of people make is they think that problems are feelings. And so you see this all the time in podcasting. You see someone's podcast description might be, this is a podcast for overwhelmed business owners who are feeling frustrated that they're not getting results in their business. But yet, doesn't that sound like the 100 other podcasts that are also saying, this is a podcast for overwhelmed business owners who are frustrated that they're not getting results? What results specifically are we trying to get? What's causing that feeling of frustration? What's causing that feeling of overwhelm? So this is a clue. When you can actually identify in your language as you speak, as you create content, as you write things, you write emails to your list, a lot of times we'll default to these feeling words. Hey, have you ever felt overwhelmed in your day-to-day life? Well, look at that feeling word. Identify the feeling words. Overwhelm. Now, how would you describe that to me without using that word? What does overwhelm look like? Because overwhelm, Adam, for you might show up really differently than it might for me. Let's say you're a parenting coach and you work with overwhelmed parents. That overwhelm is going to look different for a parent of two-year-olds, a parent of a kindergartner, parent of a teenager, or a parent of adult children. They might all feel overwhelmed, but it's not specific enough. So if we can think about who our person is, and let's just say it is a parent of a toddler, and you're trying to get your toddler to listen, and that's the frustration. That's where the overwhelm is coming from. What does that overwhelm look like? How would you describe it to me if you didn't use that word? And let's hypothetically say I'm having this conversation with you and you were to tell me, you know, okay, well, this mother or father or this parent sits down at the dinner table and puts a plate of food in front of their kid that their kid asked for You know, they wanted macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets with ketchup. So that's what you give them. And when you put it down in front of them, they flip the plate over and they cry. And you're like, what just happened? The kid asked me for this food. This is what I gave them. This is not what they want to eat. They're having this major meltdown. Oh my gosh, I feel overwhelmed. So the point that I'm driving home here, Adam, is that feelings are not problems. Feelings are a result of problems that we experience. So as podcast hosts, we got to get really skilled at learning how to understand and look for the problems that our person is experiencing. When we identify those, we want to make that more specific. The ways we can make those problems more specific are, number one, by painting a verbal picture. There's a difference between what I just shared, you're an overwhelmed parent of a two-year-old, versus you're a parent who serves your kid exactly what they asked you for dinner, and they still flip the plate and yell at you, right? That's a verbal picture to describe that overwhelm. Another way we can make that even more specific is to add in numbers. And we can say, you know, instead of being an overwhelmed parent of a two-year-old, you're the overwhelmed parent of a kid who has asked you three times that week for macaroni and cheese and chicken nuggets, and you've made it for them and you've set it in front of them, and every single time they flip the plate and yell at you, right? So we could describe the frequency of how often this is happening, how long it's been happening. We can add in numbers to play with that specificity. So this is how we can begin to communicate with our listener unconsciously or subconsciously. Because right now, yes, your listener might be walking around saying they're feeling overwhelmed. But what does that look like specifically for them? Because if I were to sit here and have a podcast for an overwhelmed parent of a two-year-old and say, this is a podcast if you're an overwhelmed parent of a two-year-old, I might get some listeners. But if in my description, I'm like, this is the podcast for the parents whose children flip their plate every night when you serve them the dinner they asked for, they're going to go, oh my gosh, you're in my head. How did you know that this is for me? Let me tune in. And they're going to be more likely to hit that play button. They'll be more likely to take that next step with you.
How do you do it on your podcast? Give us a recent example of an episode that you published and how you went in ahead of time, painted a verbal picture of the actual problem, not just the feelings, and you made content out of it.
Yeah, I'll give you a very recent example. So we actually just rebranded my podcast for this reason, because I realized that when I started podcasting, I was at a place in my business where my messaging wasn't super dialed in. So I could only have ever been a host of a podcast at the level that I was at, right? That's where I started. But as I've learned, as I've grown, as I've gone deeper, I've realized, okay, well, now my podcast is not aligned with what I teach. It's too general, it's too broad, and my listeners are not understanding that it's for them. So we have a client who just relaunched her podcast, and she put a post in our group this week. And she said, Courtney, it was so interesting to actually watch you model what you teach us to do. She said, because before when I found you through another podcast that I heard you on an interview, and I came into your world and I started following you and I got on your email list and I looked up your podcast. And at the time, our podcast name was Anti-Fragile Entrepreneurship. Okay, cool. It might pique curiosity, but Adam, you're probably like, what the heck does that mean, right? Someone listening right now might be like, anti-fragile. Well, I have no idea what that means. I have no idea if that's for me. And she said the same thing. She said, I listened to your podcast and it was great, but I didn't feel like it was for me. She said, then you come in here with this rebrand and you roll out and you change the title of your podcast to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. She said, now I know that that's for me. She said, because now your podcast is speaking directly to something that I want that I don't have, which is a Top 100 Podcast. And it's very clear just from that title alone that you're addressing a very real problem. Right? You're not saying this is, you know, for frustrated podcasters, the podcast for frustrated podcasters, right? You're saying this is the podcast for people who want a top 100 podcast, but don't have it yet. So as I rolled out this rebrand, what was funny was I create the episode that I dropped when we changed over the cover art and the name was an episode titled Four Signs It's Time to Rebrand Your Podcast. And in that episode, I dive into some of what we're talking about here today, which is my podcast was not speaking to my listener at their level. And these were the changes that we made. This was why, and this is what we're doing going forward for this reason.
Really good. If we want to leave today, if we want to leave this episode with a clear understanding of how we're going to get into the psychographics, how we're going to understand what keeps them up at night, how we're going to be able to know the difference between frustration or a frustrated parent or an overwhelmed parent in general versus the overwhelmed parent of the two-year-old that has this problem or the five-year-old with this problem or the adolescent with that problem or the adult children with this other problem. How will we understand or what can we do to make sure we're putting out great content where we understand that feelings aren't the problem and that we're being able to speak to our listener at that subconscious level? Maybe one or two or three takeaways right after this break.
Hey, my friend, as you know, this episode is sponsored by my company, growyourshow.com. We want you to be able to have the best tools at your disposal without costing you a whole arm and a leg. So right now you can get a free list of vetted equipment that like mics, mixers, webcams, sound treatment, editing software, everything that you need. I created the whole PDF with direct purchase links just to save you time and money to help it be more convenient for you. So this free PDF will help you skip all the guesswork. If it's on there, it's vetted and approved by yours truly. And if it's not on there, it's probably not worth the money. So go ahead and get yours at growyourshow.com/PDF. Let's get back into the show.
Right before the break, we talked about how Courtney Elmer is going to get into a few things that you need to do in order to make sure that you're really speaking to your avatar on their level. Now, she's got in the notes about five things that we're going to be covering, and it's really going to help you. We've already learned quite a bit from her, and I want to remind you that the episode that she was on this podcast before, that link is down in the show notes. And you just got to scroll down and check it out, because if you haven't yet, she's always full of gold, and that other episode is going to be really valuable to you as well. So, Courtney, how is it that we are going to make sure, what takeaways do we need to ensure that we're really going to serve our listener at their level?
Yes. So there's seven different things that make up what we call a binge-worthy content formula, which takes into account everything we're talking about today from a psychology perspective. What I want to do for your community, Adam, is give you one of these ways right now that you can walk away with and apply to your podcast immediately to see results. So the first thing or the first step that you want to do is you need to schedule an hour or two away from work, away from your podcast. Make sure you don't have any distractions during that time. Maybe go to a coffee shop. Don't bring your laptop. Put your phone on airplane mode and bring a notebook and a pen. Carve this time out. That's often the hardest step, because what I'm going to give you next are the how-tos, and then you're going to write this down. You're going to want to get to it, and then you're never going to get to it. So go ahead and put that time on your calendar right now. Block it out. To date with yourself and your podcast listener, even though it's really just going to be you writing in that notebook. Okay, so once you've done that, what you're going to do is you're going to go to that coffee shop, order your favorite coffee, sit down at a table, open up that notebook, and I want you to draw a vertical line down the sheet of paper that you open to. You're going to write two very important things on either side of this line. On the right side of the line, I want you to think about your listener. Best case scenario, your listener is a real person. It's a client that you've worked with that you've said to yourself, oh my gosh, if every client could be just like Susie or just like John, I'd be in heaven. My business would be amazing, right? Think about that person, because especially if you're podcasting for business, which is a lot of the people we serve, they're podcasting. Yeah, they want to get their message out into the world, but they also want to drive traffic back to, you know, their offers, their courses, their programs, their consulting. So your ideal listener is going to match who that client is. If your podcast is the business, or if you don't have a business that you're driving people to, this is still going to matter, because we still have to be clear on who we're talking to every time we get behind the mic. So I want you to picture a real person for this exercise, if you can. And on the right side of that paper, I want you to spend about 10 minutes just brain dumping. What is it that this person wants in their life? What do they want? For me, in the context of podcasting, well, it's a top 100 podcast. It's authority. It's visibility. It's to be seen. It's to be known. It's to be heard. It's to be valued. It's to create an impact. It's to generate sales, even though that's not the main driver, but they want to see that the impact they're creating is measurable. Money is a way that we do that. And I would just brainstorm, what are the things that your listener wants? Then, when you feel like you've exhausted that from your brain, you're going to move to the left side of your paper, and you're going to write down what's the opposite of those things. If they want a top 100 podcast, what's the opposite of that? A podcast with 10 downloads an episode. A podcast that never ranks. Maybe even a podcast that charts once every other month, but there's no rhyme or reason to it. They can't figure out. Or they're rocking it over there in Slovenia, but never in the US or the UK or wherever they're based. What is the opposite of that? And go through that line by line. If someone wants more visibility, what's the opposite of that? It's being invisible. It's creating content that gets overlooked. So you can start to identify what are the opposites of what they want. Those are going to be the problems that they're experiencing. We want to make that more specific because more visibility, kind of general, it's kind of vague, right? Getting overlooked, still kind of general and kind of vague. But when you go back through and what we talked about earlier in this episode with making these things specific through numbers or through painting verbal pictures, I could say, okay, my listener wants a top 100 podcast because they want to create an impact and they want to create meaningful change in the world with their message. But right now, and here's where getting overlooked gets specific. Right now, they're spending 3 or more hours a week on content creation for platforms like Instagram and TikTok. They're putting their best stuff into those posts that they know is highly valuable, but they're hitting post and that post is getting buried in the newsfeed within 24 hours. Nobody sees it. 3 to 5 people maybe like it, and 0 people reach out asking to work with them. So now I just took that feeling of getting overlooked or being invisible and made it really specific for my specific person. That's the high level look at this is literally the exercise you're going to do. From there, then you can begin to create content from the problems. So for that listener, for me anyway, in this context of this example, who's creating high value posts for Instagram that they spent 3 hours that week creating and get 0 DMs from. Now I can create a podcast episode that says something like, why short form content is the slowest way to grow your audience. And now that's going to get their attention because there's a part of them that thinks that short form content is a faster way to grow. That's why they're spending so much time on it because they want that visibility. They want that audience growth. But now I can come in with an episode that says, actually, hold on a minute. That's the slowest way to do it. And then in the episode, describe why and what they need to be doing instead.
Love it. So I'm going through and you said that there were 7 things. Where do we get the other 7?
Yes. So the other 7, we teach them all in our program, but you can also listen to my podcast too, because we talk about these things at length in every episode. I say at length, our episodes are shorter. They're usually under 20 minutes, but we dive deeper in every episode.
Awesome. So step 1 is to go and schedule an hour or two by yourself. You could do that in a coffee shop, for example. Step 2 is grab your blank sheet of paper. You draw a vertical line. On the right-hand side, step 3, on the right-hand side, you start writing what your listener wants, what they're trying to achieve. On the left, you do the opposite. Was that what I got for step 4 is on the left side, you write the opposite of what they want?
Yep.
So they want a top 100 podcast. They're getting 10 downloads maximum. They want to make lots of money through their show. Nobody's called them for their show. Something like
that. Yes. Yep. Step, you got it.
Step 4 was to get those opposites written down. And step 5 was to get more specific. Remind us, how do we exactly get more specific? Like,
yes.
Once we say, they only have 10 downloads in your example, how do we understand how to be more specific when we go deeper?
So 10 downloads is actually really specific. The way you get specific is through numbers.
Okay.
Through verbal pictures.
Got it.
Numbers and verbal pictures. What we want to achieve. Yeah. The goal with that, Adam, is so that in their mind, there's no disputing what you mean by that. A word like overwhelm is very relative, but 10 downloads is very specific. You mean 10 downloads? Yeah, 10 downloads. There's no disputing what that means. And that's the goal. We want to get to that level of specificity. And we can do that through numbers and those verbal pictures like we talked about.
And I would venture to say with that example, if somebody had 25 downloads or 80 downloads, they wouldn't be like, this isn't for me because I already have 8 times that. They would probably be like, yeah, basically, that's basically me. I don't have enough. I don't have what I'm looking for. It might not be 10, but I still need this.
Yeah. And this is the beauty of the specificity piece is that when you are specific, this is a big fear for people. They think, oh gosh, if I'm going to say 10 downloads and that excludes the people who are getting 11 downloads or 8 downloads or 80 downloads, right? It's only for the people with 10. That's not actually true. What actually happens is that that person sees themselves even more in the picture that you're painting. And I hear this all the time from people. They're like, oh my gosh, you talked in this episode about, and going with this example, right, about only getting 10 downloads. Well, I'm only getting 30, but I know what that feels like. And so they relate to that, even if the number's not specific. And that you could play with it too. You could say, if you're only getting 10 to 50 downloads per episode, or if you're getting less than 100 downloads per episode. But the point being that we want to make it so that they can't dispute what we're trying to say, not from like a argument debate type perspective, but it's really clear in their mind type perspective.
Yeah. Yes. And they know what the content really is for them.
Yes.
Good stuff. Step one, take an hour or two. Step two, blank sheet, vertical line. Step three, on the right side, the good that they're looking for. On step four, on the left side, the bad. Step five, go deeper using numbers and what you said before the break, verbal pictures, yes. Painting a picture for us to understand.
Yeah. And to be clear, you know, like you said, on the right side, it's the good. And on the left side, it's the bad that they're experiencing.
Yeah.
It's important.
A good that they want and the bad that they're experiencing.
Exactly.
Awesome. And you said that you changed the name of the podcast. You rebranded since last time. We'll make sure that the right link is in the show notes. I don't think it would change, but we'll make sure that the new rebrand link is in the show notes. And do you remember the episode number where you did the rebrand? I'd like to link that as well.
Episode 200.
200 even.
I can link to it. 200 even.
And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, Courtney seems like she has her stuff together, and she does. And how did it take her 200 episodes to figure that thing out? Because it does. And it'll be okay if it takes you 5 episodes, 200 episodes, or 1,000 episodes. Or you just listen to this episode and figure it out right now. When you do, just go to episode 200 on her podcast as well. We will link that in our show notes right now. So you can scroll down and check that out if you're looking at a rebrand as well. So Courtney, thank you for jumping on the podcast yet another time and adding value to the listener. Really appreciate you. What are the final words you'd like to leave the listener with right now?
Yeah. Oh, Adam, thank you for having me. I love talking about this stuff. And I just want you to walk away from this. I don't want you to not take action. Even if you don't go do the exercise that I'm giving you to do, pick one thing that we talked about today that you want to implement and actually go implement it. There's so many times where we sit back as passive listeners of podcasts and we absorb a lot of great information. We never do anything with it. This information is great information, but it's not going to help you if you don't go do something with it. Doesn't mean you have to do all of it, but pick the one thing that you can do and go do it.
Love it. The next episode, it'll be a shorter episode, and I've got something queued up that I know you need, and I will see you there.
By the way, one way to ensure that you don't miss out on great content that we're producing on a regular basis is to make sure you're subscribed to the show. You need to be subscribed or following the Apple Podcast or wherever you listen to it in order not to miss all of that. And before I let you go, I need to mention, because a lot of people are asking, do you help? Can you help me with this? And the answer is yes. My company actually does it. It's called Grow Your Show. And you can find that at growyourshow.com. Our clients, they call us the easy button for podcaster because they simply have to record their episode. And they know that every single thing else is done for them. We sweat the hard stuff so you can be the star of your show. And if you would like help to make sure that we're editing and publishing and promoting and doing your social media, it's all in one place. And I think it's pretty affordable. You'll have to take a look for yourself. Just go to growyourshow.com and check us out. And by the way, I'll see you on the next episode.